This call is being recorded.
John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal here with our analyst, Jessica Rodella. Jessica's talking about VeChain. Take it away.
Thank you. So this is one that I found really interesting, especially because during my day job, I actually work with retail and distribution. So I'm getting a lot of questions from customers in the retail and distribution industry on how blockchain is going to help them with their supply chain and issues around that. So VeChain is really aiming to tackle the growing issue of counterfeit and fake products. So their goal is to really revolutionize the supply chain by incorporating a digital identification of assets. This is really cool. It's something that would aim to enable transparent production lines, asset traceability, and really authenticity of goods. So I think there's a huge, you know, market for this. I think that there's a constant problem of how to really track products and understand where they go, are they real, and that entire thing. So customers, really anyone that would want to trace assets and use blockchain for that. So huge market. The value story, again, solving counterfeit problems, which is a huge problem in the industry, and really the aim to build a trust-free ecosystem around asset digitization. So I think that's great. Very high scores for me in all areas of it. Is it a clear value story, clear customers, clear problem? Yes, they're all fives across the board. When we look at the economics, you know, there are lots of new players in the field. There are substitutes. There's something called Walton Chain that also is trying to get rid of counterfeit and kind of, you know, use digital identification for assets. So there are substitutes out there. There are, you know, there is lots of industry rivalry. So it's going to all come down to, you know, is there going to be mass adoption and which platform and which, you know, altcoin is going to capture that market space. When we go down to the competitive advantage, it's based off of the Ethereum model, but the thing that's interesting is they have no white paper. So that is a bit of a red flag for me. It's really hard to want to back something if you can't understand fully the technology behind it.
Yeah, kind of important.
Yeah, so that being said, though, they do have a lot of contacts and networks and a big lead time advantage. You know, they're one of the earliest blockchain technologies that has implemented a solution for luxury goods and liquors and things like that. And they're working with PwC, the government of China, Renault, and a partnership with the German Logistics Corporation, also Microsoft. So there are a lot of really big name partnerships on here. So they, you know, get a five in that category for me. But again, the white paper is something that I'm not comfortable with at all. When we look at their entrepreneurial team, you know, their CEO is Sunny Lee, and he was the former information security head and CIO of Louis Vuitton in China. So that's pretty impressive. You know, he's got the network, he's got the understanding. They have a strong network of 150 employees. But we don't know all that much about their dev team. So I would like to know a little bit more about who's running that, as well as, you know, the white paper. So when we look at Integrity, while they didn't publish their white paper, they have published their financial statements. So that's rare in this space to get that. So it's interesting. I feel like if they were to release more information on the actual technology, it would really help their authenticity as a company and, you know, integrity. When we look at the token, you know, they have a similar model as GAS. So they have the Venn token, but then they also have something called Thor, which, like I said, is what NEO does with GAS. So Thor is going to be produced anytime Venn is required, anytime Venn is going to be transferred on the network. So that's an interesting model. When we look at whether or not this is decentralized or centralized, this is heavily centralized. And I think that they're doing that because if it wants to scale on an enterprise level, it's going to need some kind of proof of authority to be massively adopted. So it's attractive at the enterprise level because they can track and see what's happening. But then again, that has the risk of censorship. So it's kind of a catch-22 and a double-edged sword because you want it to be massively adopted by businesses, and that's going to require a bit of censorship. But then again, it kind of goes against the entire, you know, decentralized concept of the platform. So it's interesting to see how that will play out. the token supply is fixed. You can get this on any public exchange. It's a functioning product that has been in use for more than 2 years, and they have apps on both Android and iOS. And then when we look at the startup strategy, you know, I think it is hard to understand without the white paper, but it's very unique. There's a lot of press. And I think that there's a lot of promise behind the actual idea and the partnership, but it's still very much an experiment, and we'll have to see in the long run what that plays out to be.
I think the whole question between centralization and decentralization is one of the most important questions of this whole time that we're living in. And it seems to me that we're seeing the attempts to centralize parts of it, and especially in China. But I think that's going, I think China is just on the leading edge of this. I think all governments are going to follow where they want to centralize parts of this whole blockchain ecosystem. And yet, you know, we still, as, you know, blockchain enthusiasts, want to decentralize as much as possible. And I think this is a really difficult challenge for all of us, like as a human species, to figure out which parts are better centralized and which parts are better decentralized. And it seems to me that the chain is really right at the heart of that controversy.
Yes, that's a great summary. You nailed it.
All right. Well, thank you, Jessica. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.